Toby, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So when people think of youth group, I think they do tend to think very much Sydney, but people might not necessarily realise you relocated to the UK a couple of years ago now, and a lot of Australian Halloween was written in an abandoned laundromat in Huddersfield. Take me to Huddersfield. Take me to this laundromat. What was that like? What was going on?
Right, firstly, you got to do the full Yorkshire accent, which is Huddersfield. So,
right, okay.
You know, it's like double O. Anyway, so yeah, Huddersfield. Yeah, I've actually moved back to Australia now, but I lived there for 4 years. And it's a town in Yorkshire, halfway between Leeds and Manchester, and it was a massive town in the Industrial Revolution. Like, it had like textile mills, and you know, did all that cotton and wool manufacturing and all that sort of stuff. And now it's got all these massive old factories and mills and buildings which are built in the 19th century, which are all kind of falling down or getting turned into studios or like artist spaces. Or it's actually a really cool place for that reason, because it's like rent's very cheap and there's all these kinds of, you know, great buildings to use as long as the ceilings don't fall on you. Anyway, and so yeah, rent's really cheap there. And so there was a laundromat. I lived in a village just outside of Huddersfield, and there was a laundromat that was vacant, and I knew that I saw the landlord on the street. You know, it's a village, so I was like, "Hey, can you just rent it to me for like a few weeks, and I can just write songs in it?" And he was like, "Yeah, if you want." So, you know, it was like £20 or something, and that was my little songwriting place. The reason I did it was because a couple of years ago in Sydney, I did something with Urban Theatre Projects in Bankstown, where I was in like someone's front yard in Bankstown writing songs, and all those songs that I wrote there were really about the sort of the street I was on, about the suburb and the people I met. And I thought I would do the same thing in England, right? So I'd write about this village I was living in. But actually what happened was I ended up kind of going a bit more insular and thinking about how much I missed Sydney and friends and sunshine and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I started writing songs about that. And then the songs themselves started really feeling like youth group songs, and here we are. Yeah.
What was the moment that you realised they did sound like youth group songs? Because it sounds like you didn't intend it to be that way.
No, I didn't. I guess I didn't. I try not to think too much about where the songs are heading when I'm writing them. You know, like, I think there's a moment to do that, but there's also a moment just to kind of not think too much about it and just kind of go with your instinct. So I guess while I was actually writing, I didn't think about too much about it. When I sat down and kind of listened to all those dodgy phone demos I'd made, and I was like, oh, this sounds like, yeah, it's weird. It's really hard to say exactly what makes it a youth group song or what makes it not, but it's very obvious, like, what are and what aren't in some kind of way, to do with the kind of the style of the guitar playing and the kind of the momentum of the song and all that sort of stuff just sort of makes it youth group somehow. So, yeah.
And youth group, you guys never officially broke up. So I don't know if you're getting the band back together is the best sort of phrasing for it. But what was it like, yeah, for want of a better term, getting the band back together?
Yeah, we never broke up. We're just lazy, really. we just didn't ever get around to it. No, it's true. We want to take a couple, so in 2009, it's like, oh, we'll take a couple of years off because we've been touring so much and we've all had, you know, some of us had small children. It was like, let's just, you know, kind of go easy. And, you know, 2 years turned into 4 years, turned into 5 years. And it was like, you know, so we just eventually kind of got around to it, really. And in that time, in the last 10 years, we've all been obviously making other music, like playing various other bands and doing various kinds of solo records, and often playing on each other's records and hanging out and making music together. But we just haven't actually gotten our, you know, act together to make a youth group record. But yeah, now it is. But yeah, it's sort of in some ways, this record, I think, actually is the product of the last 10 years of doing other stuff. And I mean, for instance, like Cameron, the guitarist, has a band called Community Radio, and, you know, appropriately enough, see here. And he kind of developed this really distinctive guitar style, I think, while he's doing that. And so he sort of brought that to the new record. For instance, Danny became a, you know, a drummer with other bands, like an actual touring drummer with the drums, and We Are Scientists. And so he kind of, his drumming style probably changed slightly, and so that kind of happened as well. So yeah, it's sort of like all those things that happened in the last 10 years have kind of fed into the record a bit. So it's kind of nice, I think, yeah.
And everyone's been scattered on all ends of the globes as well. So I imagine like that's a lot of different influences all being brought back together.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah, I was living in the UK. Danny was living, or Danny still lives in America. We sort of, the whole band kind of lived there in 2009, and then Danny just stayed and never came home. So, and ended up playing with his other bands. So yeah, we have. And I think, one of the main ways that distance impacted the record was that we only had a very small amount of time to make the record, because this, we had to all be in the same place in Sydney at the same time, which was only about 3 days. So we just kind of, we rehearsed and tracked the record really, really fast for us, like just kind of, you know, just doing that in 3 days. And so, it's much more kind of loose and kind of rocky and sort of thrown together than our last records, which I think is cool. And it's like, it probably wouldn't have been like that had we all been together working a lot, but it's just kind of like, we just had to go for it. So.
And you brought back Wayne Connolly as well to produce the album as well. So it really was, I suppose, everyone all back together. Why go with Wayne again?
Well, Wayne, I think he has been a very important part of if we have a sound. he has been an important part of that sound. And so we love his production work. He's also a very hilarious and great man, and we like hanging out with him. And also we wanted to go with someone we knew really well, because we knew we were doing it fast and we didn't want to have to second guess anything. We just want to kind of just make music and completely trust the person who's going, that's a good take. Let's move on. And with Wayne, it's absolutely, you know, just totally trusted. So, yeah.
And tell me about how you guys settled on the name of the album, Australian Halloween.
Like all things, like with names, like no one ever completely agrees. Like it's like, especially like band names. Like, I mean, Youth Group was like, you know, no one ever agreed on that. And the same with like all, I think pretty much all album titles. It's like, in some ways, it's like the least important thing, but it's the one that really everyone, like, anyway.
As long as everyone's mad together, as long as everyone's equally mad at
it. Yeah, it's true. It's kind of like, it's just sort of the least objectionable, like, thing that comes up. Yeah, Australian Halloween. Well, I mean, it's obviously a lyric from one of the songs. So there's a song on the record called Old Glenferrie, which is kind of about my memories of growing up in the suburbs of Melbourne in the late 80s, early 90s, and kind of various movie pop culture references and BMXs and Halloween and stuff like that. So that kind of got in there. And then I just quite like, without thinking, I wrote that line without thinking too much about it. And then I just kind of kept on coming back to it and going, what is an Australian Halloween? I was kind of like that, the kind of question it raised in people's minds, and I think that's kind of that's a good title if people go, what is that? what would be an Australian Halloween? So yeah, so I like that. So, and I think also because I was living overseas, maybe I wouldn't have wanted to call the record Australian something if I'd been living here. But like, I was like, oh yeah, I don't know, that distance thing. Yeah.
And speaking of some of the memories you have of Australia, there's a lot of them on the album, particularly, you know, I suppose Sydney references. There's references to the Harbour Bridge. There's an entire track called Erskineville Nights.
Yes.
Is it safe to say that I suppose there's a lot of nostalgia tied up in this album?
I wouldn't actually say nostalgia. Maybe I think I've always really liked to put place names in my songs, and that's normally about the places that I'm living in or seeing a lot. And my imagination is very limited, but I'm just like, yeah, that's a suburb name that's going in the song. The way I tend to write lyrics is, I do that kind of very literal, like that's a Moreton Bay fig there. That's like Erskineville, you know. And then what's going on in my mind or something like that. I'm trying to combine those things. So yeah, that's the way I do it. And I suppose that the reason they're all very Sydney centric is because I was homesick living in England. So I would say it's more of a homesick record than a nostalgic record, you know, in a way, or like a longing kind of thing, or feeling like a bit exiled from a place that you really like and love. But yeah, I mean, to me, those songs, they're about things that were still going on, like while I was away. So not things in the past, but kind of things that are happening. So yeah.
And with, you know, that homesick feeling, I guess, and living so far away, basically as far away as you can possibly get from Australia as well, have your views, I guess, about what it is to be Australian changed with that distance?
Well, I Haven't changed, but I guess in some ways I felt for the first time, really in my life, like a sense of belonging to this place. Like, and I don't know, maybe like a lot of Australians of my generation, I think we feel fairly conflicted about this place, and any kind of idea of patriotism is just like gross. And so it's like, well, just, you know, and we think of ourselves as being quite international and like live anywhere. And that's certainly been my attitude. And like, there's, you know, and I have lots of things about Australian culture and politics and stuff, which are just like, I don't love. And so, yeah, it was, I feel that, but then living out, it's like, but really is in me, you know, it's like, it's a place I have grown up, and it's like, it's just in me in a way that no other place ever will be. And so I was like, well, that's a thing. That's, I don't know. It's like, and you really, like, you just sort of can't escape that. So I guess not embrace it, but to at least kind of look at it and kind of write about it is something.
And you guys are touring Australia. You are kicking off next month. Lansdowne is the Sydney show. It's happening on the 16th. Do you guys have any, I suppose, pre-tour rituals up your sleeves or anything you do to get ready before you go off on a tour?
Well, look, we'll be it'll be a really nice reunion for us because we haven't seen Danny for ages because he's coming back from America for the shows. So the rehearsals will probably just be us hanging out and talking and for a lot, and then trying to remember some of the songs. So yeah, our ritual will be just like enjoying each other's company again, I think.
So just before we let you go, you are just about to play Bat Piss before we go. Tell me about that track.
Bat Piss is one of the songs I wrote in the laundromat, and in some ways it's a very fond depiction of Sydney and the landscape, but it's also a song about coming to terms with being a parent and the kind of the challenges, the identity crisis that goes with that a little bit, you know. So I've got two, like everyone in youth group now has children, and I've got two young kids, and yeah, it's just that weird thing where you're taking them to school and you're like, oh, all right, I'm that person now with like small children going to school. And it's like, you know, you take them out of the park and it's like, well, I'm that guy. Yeah. And it's like that, I mean, not all the time, but sometimes you have that weird, like, sort of out of body thing. And it's like, wow, okay, I'm at that stage in my life. So it's kind of, that's what it's about. Yeah.
Well, Toby, we really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
I get home smelling of dead, climb into my daughter's bed. Everybody else is asleep in the next room. Next morning, a drop off, all the dads in their gym stuff, talking about what's wrong with the school. No more fooling around, no more messing around. It's time to get your feet on the ground and do it right. Yeah, when I look in the mirror, I don't feel like a father. Should an adult be taking care of these children? When his sleepy head rests up against my chest, instinct suddenly kicks in. No more fooling around, no more messing around. It's time to get your feet on the ground and do it right. How can you grow in a city you grew up in? How can you concentrate with these constant interruptions? How can you even live here without interrupting? Yeah, now when I'm at the sea, I like to swim down real deep, turn around, come back up to the surface. And with the waves out of reach, I look back at the beach, try to make my family out from the others. From The harbour bridge to the Moreton Bay figs. It's a city you can confide in. The waves roll and hiss, and I'm walking on bat piss, and I know the best places to hide in. No more fooling around, no more messing around. It's time to get your feet on the ground. It's time to get your feet, time to get your feet on the ground.